We're back to the Neil Haley show. And you know, when I think about specifically enough anti-aging and reversing aging process, I really am looking forward towards that. I'm going to turn 50 in January, and I have been focusing more and more on my health and trying to find ways to feel younger again. And I mean, it's an interesting thing, and it's a process, because if you're an entrepreneur, you have to take care of your health. You have to work out. I've lost X amount of weight lifting, trying to get in the shape that I was in my 30s, 20s and 30s. And I'm excited to welcome my guest, who's an expert in this, Dr. Christine Ott. Dr. Christine, how are you? Thanks for stopping by.
That's great. Thanks for having me, Neil.
Oh my gosh. Didn't you talk about it? I saw your background again as an orthopedic surgeon. Whoa. And you went into anti-aging. So that was an interesting shift. What was, and you still do both, but what was the reason you decided to do that?
So I had my second daughter in 2003, and after I delivered her, I just didn't feel well. I started losing my hair. I started my skin kind of looked gray. I lost a lot of energy. I was fatigued, and it got worse and worse where I couldn't even go to work.
Oh no.
So, and I went to, of course, being a physician, I went to my physician friends that were internists and family doctors, and they said, "There's nothing wrong with you. We can't find anything wrong with you. Your thyroid looked fine. Your everything looked okay." So what I did was started researching on my own because I knew I was not feeling well. And I kept researching and talking to a lot of people. And I finally found out after a lot of time and effort that I had hormone imbalances. And it took about 3 months of treating my hormone imbalances. And I was back to normal, right back to work, seeing patients and doing everything. And that kind of taught me that I needed to switch my focus a little and needed to take care of myself, but also wanted to reach out to other people who are not feeling well and know there's something wrong with them, but mainstream medicine is telling them they're fine. That I really felt like I had a new mission to get out and help some of these people. So I went and did some training at first and a bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. Then followed it up with a full fellowship with the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine with the board certification.
Wow. So you figured this out. What things are people surprised about? You figured it out, changed your life again, health-wise, and you went on this mission. What do you think people are missing when they think about hormone imbalance that they really don't think about? You know, and this is not just happens to women, it happens to men, which is surprising. And I've learned more about what that's about from just basically checking out and hearing from people I've interviewed.
So, when you hit around 40 years old, you just start not feeling yourself. You start not feeling right, and you lose your vitality. You lose energy. You're not as sharp in the boardroom. A lot of men lose sharpness in the boardroom, also decrease libido, irritability, and women start to get hot flashes, night sweats, wrinkles, irritability. And what people don't realize is that this is, although it is considered normal, it's reversible. And so really I tell 100% of people that are over 40 that they really need to get their hormones checked, because that's when you're starting to really feel the effects of the hormones dropping that started when you were 25. So it's for everyone. It's for women and men. And some people, even some younger people, are younger than 40.
Why don't they test this, like meaning in a regular doctor's office? What's the reason?
Well, your mainstream doctors, unfortunately, including a lot of OB/GYNs, I went to my the first person I went to when I started feeling badly was my obstetrician gynecologist. And he's a fantastic person, but they are not trained in hormone balance. That is not where they're trained. They're trained in surgery and examinations. And so, what you really need to do is see someone who is trained in hormone balance. And what happens is you go to a lot of people just go to their mainstream doc and expect them to test their hormones. And what they'll do, they'll run just a regular profile for your thyroid, which will not pick up low T3 and functional reasons why your thyroid is low. They just do a couple of, they do the TSH, the T4, and if those are normal, that's it. They stop. And what they also know and they agree with is that your hormone levels decline with age, and that's normal. So, and what mainstream medicine and insurance companies do is say, well, you are normal, so there's no reason to treat normal. Well, normal means you're dropping your hormones starting at age 25, you're becoming symptomatic by age 40, and you're dead by age 79. And that's what they expect. So you have to kind of step
Oh my
out.
goodness. Yeah.
Yeah, you kind of have to step out of this mainstream thinking that, you're going to feel terrible when you get older, you're going to lose your eyesight, you're going to get wrinkles, you're going to get joint stiffness, you're going to not feel as good. And that's just not true. These things are reversible, and you just have to go to someone who understands the medicine and the biology, the physiology, and the treatment behind these disorders, which unfortunately is not your mainstream doctor right now.
Have you seen people that have gone to get their hormones tested in their 40s that don't have this, or is most people do? What percentage do you see that have hormone imbalance when they go to get tested?
I would say 99% of people have low levels. And what we mean by low, another thing that's really important to qualify is that mainstream medicine has laboratories that tell you, for example, let's pick testosterone. Normal is between 300 and 1100. So if you go in and you're 40 years old and you're not feeling well, and you can tell your doctor, over the last 5 years, I've lost energy. I can't think as fast. And I'm getting wrinkles. I'm gaining weight. I'm getting belly. I've been working out all the time. I've been eating right, and I'm still not where I want to be. And it's just not fair. And they'll check your testosterone level, and they'll say, "Well, you're 300. You're normal." But what is true, what we know as hormone balancing specialists, is maybe your normal is the 1100. So what we need to do is make sure that you find what your normal is, not just that you fall into this normal bell curve of range. So you have to not only be tested, but you have to have a practitioner that understands how to review the results.
That's right. And you could get a natural saying your average testosterone for your age. And yet, ultimately, that average is not what you want. You want results of feeling still young. And as you said, reversing aging. And people just aren't understanding that can happen through experts like yourself going and checking out. So it's interesting. You said 99%. That's amazing to think about. So that hopefully more and more doctors like yourself will be around. People will choose the alternative than going to their other people saying, hey, this is just part of life, just age, that's it. Because again, it's just like going through a cycle, right? 79, you're dead, boom, next person. Instead of really becoming who you are and enjoy growing older and still feeling young. So where's the best place people can check you out and stuff? Where can you go to find out more information on you?
So the youthrx.com, TheYouthRx.com is my website and is my business website, and also drott.com, DocTorOtt.com. And we are accepting new patients, and you can at least look on our website, read about the different hormones, the different symptoms, and see if you fit any of those. And I will tell you that most people do. And we get a lot of patients from just reading through and understanding. And then we do a 15-minute discussion with every patient just to see if, they want to start, and they're a good match and right for us. And most people are.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for coming on. Great information. And thanks for coming on the show.
It's a pleasure talking with you, Neil.
All right. You're listening to the Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.